Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. And we are super excited for this episode today. David, we are going to be talking about selling versus serving. And I just noticed your attire is spot on for that. If our listeners are happen to view this.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm good at. If you haven't seen us on YouTube, I've always said I can look the part. You know, there's one thing I'm good at, whatever that is I'm doing, digging holes, playing golf, or speaking about serving on a podcast.
You can coordinate. You can coordinate. Why don't you share with everyone what our quote is of the day?
Quote of the day from Mr. Dave Ramsey himself. At the end of the day, we are not selling, we are serving. And you know, Lindsay, I love this topic because to me, this has really helped me in our industry and in our business kind of shift the mindset from you're this hard closing salesperson, pushy type of individual that a lot of people, frankly, and you guys know, don't want to welcome in their home, or they don't want to be bombarded by, right? So that was never me, and never considered myself to be a salesperson, but a service provider I could definitely get behind. So I love that we get to unpack this a little bit today and speak to how our industry and how our processes, you know, kind of played us into being service providers, not sales folks.
Absolutely. Because I think, you know, when you first, for those listeners that are listening in, when you first think about sales, and if you're currently in a sales role or thinking about getting into it, you have this idea of, hey, I've got to talk quick and I've got to show my product before they kick me out the door or before they hang up on me. And so we have all these preconceived notions. And I think that's what this episode is really going to try to clarify today. How can we serve instead of sell? Because it is a shift in the mindset to really kind of unpack some of those things.
Yeah, and I mean, even like Dave said, Dave Ramsey says on the quote, and I think the more and more successful salespeople that you listen to, the more you continually hear that we are not selling, we are serving our clients' needs. So I think any true sales professional at some point makes that shift to, and if, even if it's something that they are just believing in themselves. Everybody goes to a service provider mindset. No matter what product I have, I am serving someone's need. I am solving somebody's problem with this product. So it is a mind shift. You know, it starts with us. So look to kind of give some context and help the why that's so important, you know, and as we break that down. So Lindsay, when you talk about that, you mentioned it's more of a people focused mindset versus my product focused mindset. You know, we have always said that we in our position sell insurance policies that insurance agents never sell. And I believe it's that, right? We are people focused, not necessarily product focused.
Correct.
So when you break that down and think about people versus product, what does that kind of speak to you?
Well,
our sale.
Well, when you think about what we do, we are people focused because we sell peace of mind, right? We sell an intangible project, our product. And so when you think about that, it's not something if you're in car sales or if you sell cosmetics or if you have a tangible object, that's something that the consumer leaves with and they get to experience immediately. Where ARP, with the peace of mind, they don't get to experience that. They never get to experience. It's actually an extension that their beneficiary will receive once they pass. So they pay on this product, right, on this peace of mind until they pass away. So, you know, really focusing in on the people that you're serving and identifying what their need is. That's so crucial, because if you're not focusing on your people's needs at the moment, right, and you're in some form of a sales role, then you're probably not getting the results that you want. You're probably not. Think about it. If you're going in there and immediately jumping into the product, then you're really just kicking the can down the road, because you're not able to close that deal.
Yeah. As you say that, I think about, you know, that piece that we like to leave with our consumer, the I am your policy piece, right? That says, I'm going to lay in this drawer. You know, you're never going to see me in your lifetime. You're never going to know me, but I'm going to step in and pick up and do your job where you left off. Right. That is a hard thing to sell. Right. That's
right.
Because of what you said, right? The people that buy the new car, they have the shiny object, all their friends get to see it. They get pumped up about what they have and how they look. And that's not really that insurance policy that is really only going to come to life once you're gone. So moving someone to purchasing that product, I think you do have to totally bring up a deeper why they're going to buy it versus it's what I want. I think you said it earlier, people buy what they want, not what they need, right?
True.
And we've always said the facts are that the average American, and you've heard us say this before, dies with $70,000 in debt, and 70% of America dies with that debt. And the average funeral, they don't take rain checks, they take cash. And that means if I'm dying with no cash in the bank, I've got a big problem that I have. Those are the facts. But it's also something that happens after I'm gone, so I don't deal with that fact. So if I'm not thinking about what happens and who is left behind to deal with that, it may not be as important to me as making sure that what I have right here is making me feel good, you know? So, it is a magical thing. We always call it the unicorn, you know, it's that unicorn in the woods. When you think about moving somebody to that, right? Moving them into the why I want to buy, what do you feel the best way that you do to uncover, you know, those needs or the whys that they would do what we ask them to do?
Well, you have to ask, right? You've got to ask questions. You can't just assume. And so, you know, three things that I did, especially when I was trying to get to know, because you got to think, you just met this individual. You're a complete stranger at this point. And so three questions that were typically my go-to was, you know, how long have you lived here? Right. So if you think about, hey, how long have you lived here? In a lot of these rural areas, those folks have lived there for 40 years, right? Or maybe we've lived here for 40 years. Okay, great. Hey, David, how long have you all been married? Well, we've been married 30 years. Okay, well, ding, 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 what's going off in my head? Hey, these people have been married for a long time and they make a lot of decisions together, right? Okay. Where in the reverse, if you know, Susie told me she's only been there for 5 years, and she just married David 2 years ago, okay, then she's probably been married before, or maybe one of her spouse passed away. So it always allowed for me to put myself in their position so I could be thinking, okay, what are some objections that I'm going to hear? What are some things that I'm getting to know them at this point, and I'm identifying, okay, who am I sitting across from? Because that it's crucial to understand who are you sitting across from in order to move the sale on down the road, right? To allow you to go to that next step. And then the next question is, hey, what did you do for a living? A lot of them might say, hey, I taught school for 30 years. Or, hey, I worked at the factory for 20 years. Or I worked at the coal mine. That was something that I got a lot. I worked at the coal mine for 15 years. Again, also going back to Crystal Poe's podcast, you know, you're checking to see, hey, is there opportunity there for a cross-sell opportunity? So I'm making mental notes of all of these questions that I'm asking, because I'm trying to identify what is the problem that they have, that they, because a lot of times, guys and girls that are listening in, they're not going to come right out and tell you what the problem is. A lot of times, we have to be the detective. We've got to identify what is it that is holding them back. What is the problem that they have, and how can I best solve that problem?
Yeah, and I like how you said, ask, don't assume. So, you know, something that came to my mind when you said that was, and we see this a lot, right? And if you're surface level and you've never been in our shoes, you may think that it's obvious a parent is going to buy this insurance policy for their daughter or for their son or for their children. Well, if you're assuming that, and then you go to quote unquote close that sale with, well, Miss Jones, your daughter Susie is going to really be in a lot of pain when you pass away, and she's got to walk into the funeral home. And Mrs. Jones is sitting there thinking, well, my daughter Susie ain't going to be the one that walks in the funeral home and takes care of this for me. My daughter Susie hasn't come to see me for 15 years. It's my neighbor, Betty, down the road that I sit with and have coffee with every day, that I go to church with on Sundays, that Miss Betty is going to be the one that goes to the funeral home when something happens to me. So I love that question, right? That's a great question that says, now, when something happens to you, Miss Jones, who's going to be the one that goes in and takes care of this problem, right? Because now when she says Miss Betty down the road is the one that's going to do that, you know that daughter Susie is not going to be the real moving piece to why I'm going to buy this policy. It's going to be because I don't want Miss Betty walking into that funeral home and having to figure out where the money is going to come from to solve this problem that I've left her with, right? So assumption would be our daughter. But a question may open up that it's my neighbor down the street that I've spent the last 20 years daily with that's really the most important person in my life. So like you said, great questions always identify the real need or the correct real situation. So something else that we say a lot, right, is nobody buys anything from somebody they don't trust, right? And I know that trust has been a big piece of our process. You know, it's kind of, we say we've built an assumptive sales process where you don't have to be the hard closer. You get to be the assistant buyer. You get to be the service provider. Trust is the key, right? How is trust played out with what we're teaching in the home?
Well, other than the questions, the next point would be our final wishes planning guide. And so what this guide does, it's basically a guide that documents all of their personal information. It documents all of their things that they're wanting as far as the funeral, as far as if they currently have policies, if, you know, if they have certain accounts, savings, checking, and allows them to document their important family members and friends. You know, who, David, to that question that you said earlier, who's going to be the one that's going to step up and oversee this, right? And that is one of the most important questions through this guide to identify, because through this guide that we use in our process, it allows us to identify, hey, you know what? Here's about, you know, do you want to be buried or cremated? And, oh, no, I don't want to be cremated. My daughter was cremated. And, you know, that opens up the doorway to allow me to know, I'm so sorry. And, you know, to expand a little bit more on that. This is an emotional sell, right? Again, because it's not a tangible product. So creating that emotion and understanding, hey, she's had to bury her daughter. She's now had to come out of pocket, and And documenting these things is going to make that easier for her beneficiary that is there. And it really just opens up the conversation, and it allows you to build trust about important things other than what I call weather talk, right? As far as, hey, that we've had some pretty days here, right? I'm getting down to, hey, have you ever had to deal with this? Have you ever been to the funeral home and had to pick out the casket or pick out things for your loved one? And that allows you to create that emotion. Not that we're trying to make them cry, but we are trying to make this very real and paint that picture, because it's inevitable. Everyone's going to pass. And so creating that visual for them, hey, what is that day going to look like when the funeral director goes in and talks to Susie and you're not there to answer all of her questions? This guide helps you help. It's an extension of you, right? It's an extension of you in all of your wishes. And it allows Susie to honor you in the way that she wants to honor you.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, it solidifies us as the service provider. You know, when I said earlier that we will sell insurance policies that insurance agents never sell, this is a big piece to that puzzle. You know, when I think about a client and sitting in front of them, we talk about it, it's a two-piece puzzle, right? It's not just about the insurance. You may have filled that card out thinking that I'm going to come out here and sell you some insurance, but the real life story is that insurance policy isn't just the problem solver, right? We also, there is a second half to that puzzle. There's two pieces here. There's a plan, and then there's how are we going to fund that plan? And the plan is bigger than the funding sometimes. You know, like we've said before, you go down to the funeral home, funeral director has 111 plus questions for that beneficiary. Whoever is there planning that funeral, there's 111 pieces. And when we use that planner as a part of our solution, that shows that we care, right? People don't care how much you know about insurance. They don't care about how great this insurance is going to be until they know the person that's going to be there cares about them. So I think that's a big part of it, right? And then it opens up, like you've said, more problems, right?
It does. And honestly, when you think about that quote, you know, people buy what they want, not what they need. And so if people want to do business with you, if people like you, if people trust you, then they're going to move forward with it. But people will buy a Coke at the store, or, you know, a car, or whatever the case may be. But if they like you and they trust you, they will do business with you.
Yeah. And I think when you say that they buy what they want, not what they need, they don't want their neighbor, Miss Betty, to walk into that funeral home and be helpless, right?
Correct.
They might not necessarily just want $10,000 in insurance, because it puts a little less money at the end of the month for them to still live their life, right? So they might not want that, but they do not want, they certainly want Miss Betty walking in that funeral home feeling confident that she's there to help take care of this problem, because we don't have a choice. And it's going to be as easy as ever could be, those hard days that come on by the problem that we solve for folks, right?
Correct.
Like you said, it is the fact of life. Raina said it last week on the show. Part of our process sometimes can be, and it's blunt, but killing people off. Mm-hmm. Because that is the reality. That is what happens at some point, which brings up the problem, right? A lot of times the problem that people don't necessarily want to address, and a lot of times it's easy because you're going to be gone when that problem shows up. So, so as an agent, right, that solves that problem, you know, what are some of the other ways that you are a problem solver, or you uncover some of the problems that are in the home with the majority of the people we see?
You know, honestly, David, one another way through that final wishes guide, that's a huge portion, because that just asking questions, that opens the gateway to identifying. So if I have mom and dad there and they've had to bury a daughter maybe 3 years ago, and through the final wishes guide, and I've asked, oh my gosh, yeah, that happened 3 years ago. Okay. And is that something that you all are still paying on? Or did you all have a policy? Did it deplete your savings? Oh no, Lindsay, that depleted all of our savings. And now we're stuck raising her two children because she passed. And so I've identified, okay, and now we don't have anything to protect our grandchildren for when we pass away. So again, I've identified a problem using that guide that allows me to say, okay, they don't have anything in place to help protect their grandchildren when they go, because they had to take care of their daughter who passed away. And so again, it goes back to just asking another question, digging a little deeper, because you will never know until you ask. And you'd be surprised if you just ask the question, what they will tell you. And they might go off on a tangent, but they'll rope it back in. So just asking that next question. So I just want to encourage everybody, ask that next question, even if it's a little uncomfortable. Hey, clearly that was very hard for them when their daughter passed away, but did you all have anything in place, right? Or how are you still paying on that? Yeah, we're still paying the funeral home, $100 a month. So that allows us to understand, okay, they're serious about this because they've already experienced the pain and agony that they're going through, and they're still having to make payments on this.
Yeah. And then as that problem solver, the provider, right now, that becomes something that we understand they are experiencing, which is the why they would buy. They don't want to experience that again. They don't want a beneficiary to experience or feel what they're feeling. And, it's said, Lindsay, that, that understanding is more persuasive than any kind of sales pitch or script, right? When you as an individual know that somebody understands your feelings or looks to be putting your feelings first, that is now solidifying again the trust that they can place, that you're not there just for a paycheck or for a commission or to sell a policy. You're there to make sure that the day that your beneficiary, my beneficiary, is needing help, that this person cares enough to be there to help them walk through this for me, because I can't do it anymore.
Correct. And, David, when you're talking, I thought about How to Win Friends and Influence People, a book that we read many years ago at the start of our business, but really, asking questions, because at the end of the day, guys, it's not about you. It's about them. It's about who you're serving. And so understanding them, identifying the problem, and how you can be the problem solver, how you can be the assistant buyer, how you can help them with the problem that they may or may not know that they have.
Yeah. And now once you've done that, it's easy for you to assume why we're doing this today.
Correct.
We've walked all the way down this line, and we know the problems that we have, and we know the problems that we're going to pass down. And we know that this is the solution that we're looking for. So it's very easy to say, okay, this is what we're going to do, Ms. Jones. We're going to put this $10,000 in place. It's going to start up next month when your Social Security benefit hits. And that's going to first pay this policy to make sure that Miss Betty down the street doesn't have to walk into that funeral home helpless. And she can remember you for the legacy that you wanted to create, right? So when you think that's the close, and we say that it's almost you want to shift. And again, I think this is mindset. You're not closing, Miss Jones. we're clarifying and reiterating why we're doing this because of what we've decided and what we've uncovered today.
Correct. And clarity, it's so important because think about this. We get in there as far as sales folks in general, whatever field that you're in, and you get to talking too fast, or you might have skipped a step, or you might not have actually touched on what the actual product does, whatever the case may be. But hey, what is it that we're doing, right? Hey, we're putting $20,000 in place, right? Who are we doing this for? Well, we're doing this for little Susie, right? Your daughter. And why? Why are we doing this? Well, I don't want her to experience this burden. She can't afford it. She is a single mom. And so you're reiterating what it is that you're doing. Because so many times we in our society today, we might have notifications left and right, and we might not always be as present as we should be. Right. So with that being said, clarifying exactly what you're doing for Miss Betty is so important. So she understands, hey, okay, this is what we did. This is who we did it for. This is why we did it. So when the months get hard and she's paying that bill and she goes to pick that phone up to call and cancel, you have your notes. Hey, this is who we did it for, right? We did it for Susie. And so you understand that that is a big point as far as what it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think it sums up as easy, right? Switching from a service provider or to a service provider from a salesperson can be as easy as seeking to understand, right? First, working from a servant's heart, always looking to leave someone better than I showed up and found you. Seeking to understand their situation, working to identify and bring about their problems, and then putting that solution in place and clarifying the why and the how this is going to make this problem that we talked about today resolved and work that easy. So it's really a simple thing, right? We say that it's simple, but it's certainly not easy. And there's a lot more to it. But, that's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to encourage you all, ask the extra question, dig a little bit deeper. You are a problem solver. You're a detective, right? So you're trying to understand what is their need. So again, thank you to all of our listeners today. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial, that's hype.financial, to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.